Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's going on here? Is it a great big beginning of something, or is it just an opportunity that presented itself twice this week? Browns have made another trade. Greg Newsom being traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars. By the way, can I just throw this in that I haven't heard yet?
Genu?
Are you really going to try and make the team that you have their number one pick next year better?
It's a good point.
Think about that one.
Yeah.
You just made a trade with the team who you already have their number one for next year. So you're probably not trying to make them better, are you?
That's a great point. We didn't even contemplate that in our early morning meeting.
I wanted to spring it on you right here live on the air.
It's a very well thought out platform you have there, Mr.
Phelps. That's Andy Baskin. Yes. I'm Jeff Phelps. Do you really want to get that team better?
No.
Exactly.
Did we make the Bengals better?
Maybe.
Is that what we're about? I don't think that. I just don't feel like.
See, that's the thing. You either made the Bengals better.
This isn't Charlie Finley selling off the A's.
I don't think so either.
No.
That's Andy. I'm Jeff. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. Join us, 216-474-0092. We have a lot of big namers coming up in the show today, Andy.
Oh, do we ever. DeCostas is going to join us. He's our Odyssey Sports betting insider. Although, have you heard his commercials? He's
very calm in the commercials.
Yes, it's like Nick Costas light in his commercials.
Yeah, and then he gets on with us and he's, boom, baby, here we go.
He is high-powered energy, man. If you need a Red Bull, he is the Red Bull of radio for you. Daryl Ryder, 1120, breaks down all of the happenings with the Browns. Mike Florio gives us a national perspective.
Yeah, baby.
Pro Football Talk. He's got a book, you know, Big Shield.
Big.
Got to talk about that. And Charles Robinson, super friend of the show. Oh, wow. Yahoo Sports Podcast, YouTube show. Inside coverage with Andrew Siciliano. So
there's a double whammy right there.
I know. Look at that. Look at the guests that Menigan books. He is outstanding.
Browns have traded, as we've heard it all morning, Greg Newsom and a sixth round pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jaguar.
For Tyson Campbell and a seventh.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does this mean? Trying to make some sense of it, trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing and one thing only about this. Okay? Comparable player. This one that's coming back, financially wrapped up for a number of years. At a price tag that you know what it's going to be. Who's already signed his multi-year extension.
Yep.
And has been paid a big chunk of it already by the Jacksonville Jaguars. In Greg Newsom, you have a guy who's going to be a free agent, probably, and I'm speculating here. Remember, he was the number three corner here until Martin Emerson got hurt.
Correct.
Probably going to command more on the open market than the Browns thought they should pay him. And remember, Browns have never been accused of being cheap.
No.
But being wise and being cheap are two different things. So, Andy, you've traded comparable corners. They were drafted right near each other in the same draft. Comparable corners. One of them, financially, here's what it is. We know what it is. You're under contract for a number of years. They've already paid a big chunk of your money, so we're not on the hook for it. For a guy who, I like him. We've loved having him on the show. I think he's played better this year since he moved to the outside at corner as well. But everybody was complaining about him last year. I thought undeservedly so. But a guy whose price tag will probably be a lot more than it will cost the Browns to pay Tyson Campbell.
I just feel like this deal last night, the way you presented it, I think is correct. I think it's more financial than physical. That
because you got a good corner and you gave up a good corner.
It's kind of a wash on the athletic ability, isn't it?
It feels that way.
At times you could say Campbell maybe was better or is. He's equal to or better than Greg Newsom, I think.
Very comparable.
Yeah, I don't think that it's a huge.
How about this?
The bottom line on this, and I think this is where Browns fans are looking at it, is did they end up are they like just starting to trade everybody? It's not a matter of looking at what looks like a pretty even deal for both teams. I think Browns fans are looking at this, well, they traded Flacco one day, now Gnu's gone, who's next? It's not about this deal in particular. It's about
trading,
what are they
people.
Thinking? Yeah, what are they thinking in the front office?
What are they thinking? Is it fair to say both of these deals this week were deals of convenience? If they truly weren't expecting to get any calls on Flacco and they didn't make any calls, and then all of a sudden they got a call and they figured out they can move up some spots in the draft to trade him, does that one make sense? I'm still a little puzzled about trading it to a team you're trying to catch.
Yeah, if you go backwards in the DeLorean, you just have to ask yourself, okay, again, why did they bring Pickett and Flacco in here if neither one of these guys was going to be here 5 weeks into the season? And again, I ask, for all the drama they have incurred here, if they wanted Sanders, they should have just taken Sanders no matter where he was. And if they wanted Gabriel, then they should have just brought in one of these guys. That's what causes the drama. That is the fuel on the fire.
Did you have to go quarterback already?
Well, I'm just saying, because we're looking at what are they doing? In 2 days in a row, they've traded guys.
Yeah, but you sound like you're panicked about that.
I'm not panicked. Like, I just don't. I didn't think.
Is that the voice? That's the way your voice sounds all the time, even when you're not panicked?
Yeah, I don't. Maybe that's why my wife's yelling at me all the time. Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong. I'm not yelling. What do you mean? I'm not yelling. I'm just making a point.
A little Seinfeld in there.
Yeah, I heard him. He was nasal.
He was in there.
It was almost like Jerry moved to Cleveland.
What are you doing?
Jerry moved to Cleveland. He had the Cleveland accent with him.
It might have been.
What are they doing, Jeff? What are they doing?
The Flacco trade doesn't bother me. Okay, I've explained that. The only catch with that one is this. All right, well, you are, in theory, trying to compete this year with these other teams in the division. And there's a chance you made that team better. Again, I said this yesterday. I think Joe will play better in Cincy than he played here. I think he's got better wide receivers, and that will allow him to show his arm. And if he doesn't get his head knocked off by a bad offensive line, then I think he should play better there. Is it enough to put them back on track and make the playoffs? I don't know. We'll see. I'd be surprised. But you are trying to catch them, and in theory, you just gave them their starting quarterback for the rest of this season. And then, with the trade they just made now, you swapped pretty decent corners, and you swapped with a team, you have their first-round pick next year, so you want them to lose as many games as possible. So did you help them at all? Is Jacksonville trying to get out? Why did Jacksonville make the trade? Are they trying to get out of a long-term commitment to Tyson Campbell? Maybe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because
maybe
maybe
these two teams actually wanted the other player back in the drafts.
Yeah.
Maybe the Browns.
Jacksonville wanted Newsom.
Yeah. Jacksonville imploded their front office before this year is a brand new front office coaching staff. So everybody who is in there who made that draft pick is out the door.
Yeah. Campbell did not.
Yeah, but that's not to say there
by this regime.
There isn't somebody in their front office that wasn't around on another team that maybe wanted.
But the
him.
Head decision maker, the guy who would make those draft picks, or at least the guy who would rubber stamp those draft picks, is unemployed.
Right. But the point is, why did they make the trade? I would think it might be to get out from a contract that they didn't give the guy, so they don't have to pay him anymore. And then they can figure out, do they like Greg Newsom? Do they want to sign him? Whatever. But it is funny to me. Browns want Jacksonville to lose. Here, take a corner. We'll take yours. Just kind of a strange dynamic to me.
There's one other point to be made here, too, with making two deals in 2 days. And we talked about this for a second. Andrew Berry needs to get behind a microphone right now and talk and just say what's going on here to kind of ease the minds of, I would think, even his own locker room. Forget about the fans. To let his locker room kind of know. Because you can't tell me when guys start getting traded that people aren't looking around that room going, oh, who's next? Who's next? Who's the next guy that's going to get traded? Oh, man. Ooh, Njoku. Ooh, he could be worth something. Or Jerry Jeudy, right? I mean, they've made other trades for wide receiver or on the defensive side of the ball. You know, Denzel's name comes up all the time. I don't know why you would mess with the defense right now. I just don't know.
Although
I understand.
You just kind of did.
I know you did a little with Geno. I get it. I don't feel like they went all in on like, oh, we're the white flag for defense. I still think our defense is pretty damn good. And they brought in a guy that was equal to or maybe even perhaps better at times than Greg Newsom. So I don't have a real problem with that. What I will have a problem with is if Kevin Stefanski has to get out there and answer all these questions again. And if the Browns want to learn one thing from the baseball team in town, they are never, ever, ever scared to talk to the media. And when your general manager doesn't pop out and talk, when you start making deals, you start to wonder, And then rather than giving the media and the fans the answers you want them to know that you want to say, you let everybody speculate about what's going on. The Indians / Guardians have done this for years. And whenever there's an issue, the general manager is there to answer questions. Andrew Berry, who I like a lot, needs to step out in front of a microphone over the next couple days here and let everybody know what's going on. It wouldn't be bad for him to do it today or tomorrow, because every time he doesn't speak and they make another move, you're throwing your head coach under the bus and you're making players answer the questions for moves that you just made.
I'm hard-pressed to think that there's a bigger picture going on here. And I don't think these trades can be lumped together other than the fact that they were trades that were made this week.
You think it's just, it's random? You think these two trades are random?
No, I think they're
both. I think the Flacco trade was a little random.
I think I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
And here's why, again, that one doesn't bother me. If something were to happen to Dylan Gabriel, would you want, and this is not about Joe, would you want Joe to be the quarterback again? No, I'd rather have Shador. I'd rather have Bailey Zappe. Let's see one of the younger guys. I don't think Joe is going to turn this thing into a playoff team. And will he play better in Cincy? I do think he will, because he has Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. And he can get him the ball downfield if his line holds up.
Yeah, we're going to sit here. It's just going to be just like Baker Mayfield. He's going to have success in Cincinnati.
No, it's not like Baker.
Although, yeah, no, you're right, because Baker's a top 5 quarterback in the NFL right now. Top 10 quarterback at the worst. In what he's been able to do.
And Baker was in his 20s. I mean, let's
that's true.
Let's not forget
but
that.
But, you know, we play Wheel of Regret every time we see someone. Oh, Nick Chubb just went in the end zone again. Why do we let him go?
Why? Just, because you drafted Quinshon Judkins.
I get it. And I think that eases the pain a little bit, but it's still Nick Chubb, and I think everyone still has the ultimate respect for him.
Well, sure, but I'd rather have Quinshon Judkins.
Today I would.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not questioning that. I just know Browns fans, and I just kind of know the Wheel of Regret, because I think we all tend to live on that. And
no.
I think it was embodied into our DNA. Oh, I don't know. For my generation, probably Nettles and Chambliss. Right. For the generation before us, help me.
Number to join us. It's 216-474-0092. Jeremy's in Brook Park. I hear they're going to be building something out there, Jeremy. Jeremy, thanks for not being... Are you there?
Hey, Jeremy.
I'm here.
Speak. We hear you.
I'm here.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Well, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. I have to disagree with Brian Baldinger. I heard him on the previous show. You know, he seems like he's apologizing for Kevin Stefanski.
Well, what did he say? Because not everyone that listens to that show listens to the show. What did he say?
Well, he just said that, you know, with all that's been going on, it's hard for Kevin Stefanski to be responsible for that, when in reality he's the head coach. You know, he and the GM are the brain trust of the organization, and if things aren't going well, who are you going to hold accountable? It's got to be the head coach and the GM. They're 41 and 47 since they took over. They've had 6 years to figure this out. 6 years. They've had one playoff win. They haven't gone to the AFC Championship game, let alone the Super Bowl. They've had 44 draft picks in 6 years, and they've only had one Pro Bowl, one player make one Pro Bowl out of those 44 players they've drafted. So, you know, they're about to have a fourth losing season in 6. So you tell me if they've changed the culture, because as far as I'm concerned, when you look at the facts, it's still a losing culture, and they have not changed it into a winner.
I'll give you another one. Let me give you another name you might want to look at. And I got BR, our buddy, sent us this text. Paul D. Podesta, you want to know what his record is since he got here? 54-80-1. 54-80-1.
Yeah. And he's in there with them too. All three of them need to go. I mean, what else can you say? We love the Browns. We love football here. We shouldn't have to keep being patient year after year with this team, when we love football more than any other city in the country. We deserve a winner. So how long do we need to wait?
All right, Jeremy. I don't think I love Browns fans. I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people in the country who also love football quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think fan bases deserve anything. Be nice if we had a winner, but, you know,
I think
deserve
that. I'll argue this point. fan bases that don't support their team at all don't deserve a team. If you don't support the team, if you don't go to the games, if you don't watch on TV, if you don't, then why should you have a team?
Most fan bases in the NFL support their team.
I agree. I agree with you.
And support them well.
Yeah.
So that's, and which is good. And I think our fan base is right up there with
and
the best of them.
And if we didn't support our team, we wouldn't have one right now. I can tell you that.
Well, that's probably exactly right. Here's the thing. I hate to, Andy, I'm going to do something that makes me mad.
Ooh.
Well, let's go back to this. If the owner is the guy responsible for the trade that changed the entire situation for this franchise, can you hold the general manager and the coach responsible?
For trying to clean up the mess?
For having to deal with the mess.
Yeah.
They're not cleaning it up. It was dumped on them, apparently. I mean, there's no way the Watson deal happens unless the owner signs off on it because he has to write the check.
Correct.
And did he push for it?
Here's my
question.
Point.
We don't know. But the bottom line is you've had to deal with it.
But the reason we say this, Jeff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And the reason you even get to that point is because in any other NFL franchise, the head coach and the general manager would have already been fired.
I would think that's probably accurate.
So if you're trying to read through the tea leaves that you handed, you
3 and 14 seasons get coaches and GMs fired.
Yes, they do. I mean, this has nothing to do with your last name. Nothing,
and by the way.
And nothing to do with how smart you are or ignorant you would be about football.
Browns fans don't probably want to recognize this. The first 4 years of that management team, Stefanski and Barry, two winning records, two playoff trips, and when they didn't go, they weren't awful. They have 7 and 8 wins. That's mm-hmm. not awful. It's not what we want, but it's not awful. Last year was awful. And was it the culmination of everything? Maybe. You know, losing out on the first round picks, 3 of them in a row, and blah, 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 blah. I you have another 3-win season, they're obviously going to get canned, despite what ownership might say, I would think. And ownership hasn't said anything. But, you know, what are their marching orders this year? Is it to clean it up and let's get it back on track and you guys figure out how you want to do this? Is that it? Or is it win as many games as possible, which I would find to be preposterous because they, in theory, are looking for a quarterback next year? I just think that trade and the ramifications of the trade have put this franchise in a really, I wouldn't call it precarious, how about confusing spot? I mean, like, okay, so what's the deal then? Are you asking these guys to dig out of it and get it back on track? Have you given them, you better win or you're out of here? And that's what we don't know. And that's why anybody who calls and screams about Andrew Berry, and I've talked about how poor I think his drafts have been until this last year, mm-hmm. especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Right.
And I think they were terrible for the first 5 years. This last year, really good offensive draft. I think he picked up some nice talent.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, I've already said, I think Kevin's a good coach. They were 3-14 last year. That's awful. Coaches don't survive 3-14 twice unless ownership is taking responsibility for the trade.
Let me ask you this.
That set the franchise back, as it turned out, because Deshaun was A, injured, and B, most importantly, didn't play very well.
Jeff, would you, respect isn't the word. Do you think the fan base would be more trustworthy if, I mean, he said swing and a miss. I don't know how much more you are expecting from an owner.
Yeah, I know.
And would
the,
you?
The only thing you could have expected was what I think you're going to say.
If Jimmy came out and said, swing and a miss, 100% my fault.
Yes.
Don't blame my, and that's why.
That's why these guys are going to get a chance to dig it out.
Our organization is going to try to be a leader and not a follower. And I believe in the guys that I've hired. I know that my main purpose as an owner is to hire the right people to get us to a Super Bowl. I feel like I've done that, and maybe I overstepped my bounds in pursuing somebody that we ended up taking a swing and a miss. Would that make you feel better about the organization?
I think it would give...
Because at the end of the day, it's all about wins. It doesn't really matter what they say in some of these situations.
I truly think if that had come out, it would have given you a path moving forward. Right now, it's kind of an ambiguous state that they're in.
Well, we're sitting here trying to figure out if Kevin was irritated the other day. That if it felt like there was disjoint in the front office the other day.
Well, we were just chatting about two moves this week.
We're worried about the third string quarterback.
Well, some people are. Ken is in Euclid, home of the Panthers. What's up, Ken?
I'm just wondering, how confident are we that the Browns are going to pick the right quarterback next year? And based on, you know, all the number one quarterbacks that were ever taken, like, what was the success rate of all the quarterbacks versus, you know, the ones that flopped or needed more time to develop? And then secondly,
hang on, you got to define success. Does that mean win a Super Bowl? Success.
Winning record. I'll settle for just a winning record.
All right, that's cool.
Ken, you know what I would settle for? End of the discussion, do you have your quarterback? That's what I want.
Oh, yes, thank you. But my other issue is, who is this guy going to throw to, and who's going to protect him?
Now, Ken, you're asking for a lot now.
Well, again, that's why it brings my point that I think we should trade or get value for whatever assets we can. Like, I would have traded Myles Garrett and got 2 number one draft picks because, let's face it, Myles Garrett, as good as he is, or I should say how great he is, is not going to bring you a Super Bowl to Cleveland anytime soon. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ken, thank you for your thoughts. You want them to just start selling off pieces?
If we had a mediocre offense right now, the world would be a much different place.
If you had a mediocre offense right now, you'd be in playoff contention. And in are you sitting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like you are. In theory.
Hang on, I'm checking. Yeah, I'm sitting.
In theory, you go to Pittsburgh and you get a win. Then you stack a couple of more. In a division that's waiting to be won, maybe you could have some fun with this. Maybe. Carl's in Canton. beautiful Canton and Stark County. Hello, Carl.
Hello, Carl.
How you doing today, sirs?
Well, thank you.
Good. No, I just had a comment, some food for thought on the Flacco trade. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was random. I think it was probably writing on the wall because before the season started, Flacco made it known that he was not mentoring anybody. He's a player. He's a Pro Bowler. He's going to do his thing. He keeps himself in shape. Flacco maybe should not have been let go after, 2 years ago when he brought him to the playoffs. He's still a viable quarterback. George Blanda was a viable quarterback until late, taking care of himself, this and that, what have you. I think Flacco wants to play, and he's got his wish. He's going to go somewhere where he's going to play.
I still think he would have been okay sitting here as a number two. I don't think he was. He wouldn't have been a disruptive. He was a captain, you know. And Flacco's a player. He wants to play. I don't have any problem with him going somewhere else and playing. And I don't need my quarterback to be a coach.
He didn't ask for a trade, and he's not a coach. You're right, Andy. You have a quarterback coach.
Yeah, why? I mean, every player has their own coach on this team. We don't need any more coaches. We need players. And I don't want my quarterback to come in here and go, my job is to mentor these young guys coming in here. No, I want you to be the quarterback that can go out and win every week. Let these guys learn through osmosis. Let them, that's how a quarterback handles things. Okay, I get it now. Okay, cool.
Yeah, no. He made it known that he was not here to mentor anybody.
We don't want him to. I would hope that every quarterback in the history of the NFL felt that way.
But he said that outright.
I know,
and it's not in his contract that he needs to mentor anybody.
No, it's not. No, yeah.
Well, that's not his gig. Carl, thank you.
Thanks, man.
And we don't want him here for that.
I'm not going to hold that against him.
Want guys here to play.
Yeah.
Want guys here to play well, and in this offense, Joe didn't play well. I think that's this offense.
That's what I said. Yeah, this time around.
Bill's in Euclid. Hello. Well, Bill, stick in Euclid.
Hey, what's up, boy?
Good morning. All right. Listen, I was, this is becoming a circus, this Cleveland Browns organization.
You think?
Stefanski blew the game. It seems like to me that the Browns are trying to get, when they made the trade with Flacco, then all of a sudden, 24 hours later, it's Newsom. And probably by Friday, Saturday, they'll probably have Zappe, the number two quarterback. It just seems like they're trying to keep the focus off what Stefanski's not doing right, And it's always another story or always something to get you off of one thing that he's done. And then here comes something else. Now, if they don't want to try to get this guy, because I heard Mary Kay say this morning, the accuracy on this kid is phenomenal. So they need to put that and try it somewhere at one point. You're not playing for the Super Bowl right now. And all these trades and everything, it makes it just throwing some wool
on
over your eyes.
Which kid, Bill? Shador?
Shador. Okay. The accuracy. That's what she was saying today.
She's right about that, but what she might not have mentioned is, I believe the stat was, he threw more passes behind the line of scrimmage than any quarterback in D1 last year. So those are passes that you should complete, which led to part of it. I'm with you. At some point, you want to see what he can do.
Yeah, where are you supposed to throw the pass from, Jeff? In front of the line of scrimmage?
What I'm saying is he threw to receivers who were behind the line of scrimmage. In other words, very short passes, very high percentage passes.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess they can work the same plan that they worked out for, Gabriel. They make him make Shador throw some short passes, I guess, if they ever get him in there.
I understand what you're saying there. We kicked something around before the show. We'll get to it at some point about Shador later. I just patience, Grasshopper. Patience.
Should we do a group die?
Three, yes. Two. One.
Patience is a good thing. So just keep that in mind, and we'll discuss more later. Mike is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs, home of Sharon Cross Drive, where I lived in first grade. Hello, Mike.
Oh.
Morning, fellas. That's a tough stretch of calls to follow. I ain't going to lie.
It is. Hang on. The state is calling. Yeah. I want to put a marker in front of Jeff's house to let people know that's where he lived. They want to.
It's actually where they're
going
to drop.
Don't give me that look.
It's actually where they're going to drop the rusted frame of the van off.
Oh, is that where they're? Oh.
Bury it in the backyard.
They could put a tombstone in there for the van. That would be awesome.
Yes.
Guys, don't give me steel. I really want to throw some sensibility to this. Look, there's been a stretch of calls here. I don't think anybody gets it. I just don't. So, pardon me. I'm going to try to be logical here for a minute.
It's not allowed, Mike.
Mike,
it's
the
sports
wise
talk radio.
The wise one from Stowe. Please.
All these things, the Flacco thing, the Newsom thing, this is roster management. In a roster management season, an evaluation. People, I said it from the very beginning. You can go back to it. We are evaluating. We are not, I don't want to say we're not trying to win, but we know we can only get so far with where we're at. And I want to tell everybody to think about this that wants to go after Stefanski and Barry. And you were getting onto it, Jeff. You're a very smart man.
Very smart man. So, honored to work with
you. Yeah. This is what I want to say, though, is that, you know, we were wondering, you know, for the last couple of years, okay, whose decision really was it, you know, when it went down about Deshaun? And everybody wants to know why we're having such a tough trouble competing right now. It's all about why did it happen, not about getting mad about who caused it, who you think caused it, but why did it happen? Then you have a better chance of figuring it out. And I think over time we realize now that Haslam must have signed off on it or at least had a big part of it, because if not, I think Barry and Stefanski would be gone by now if it was all on them, because he wouldn't have tolerated this 6 years of what have they done. But I really believe that he had a bigger part in it, and that's why you're seeing them get the second chance, although it's going to be a short one, to turn this around. And look, he doesn't have enough pieces. You listen to guys like Ross Tucker yesterday and fans, not ridiculous Browns fans, who just don't realize sometimes what it takes. And I know that we haven't had it when these guys haven't proven anything. But why did it happen? And I think you really can see that now. Greg Newsom's probably, he's had issues. I think this is about roster management. The other guy's got a contract we already know the base value of. He wants to know what he's going into. He's stockpiling. He's going to move around. We got a lot to work on, but that's really what it is.
Mike, I agree with you. Roster management is, I think, a huge part of what they just did on this corner trade, because you're not sure exactly what Greg's going to be making. Comparable players, you know what Campbell's going to make. You know you're not going to have to pay him the outrageous bucks because Jacksonville already did. Nothing else makes sense for me on that one.
Listen, I am trying to become a more mature Andy Baskin, because normally I would come up with something very snarky. After that phone call, I would turn to Dan and say, Dan, do you remember the exact date that Mike first told us that, you know, that we all should have been listening to him years ago when he told, I think we have that clip. Remember, people always say, you can go back and listen to what is, I'm on the record. So, you know, and we have a vast archive of audio vault.
Actually, I'm 99% sure I could go back. It was so long ago, we might have it on the ticker tape still. I can go back in the room below the dust and find it on the ticker.
And then I may all the way, I might have to go back. I know the archives are very, very deep, but I may have to go back to the very first segment where we said exactly what he just said.
In fact, Moses
may have brought it down from the mountain. It might be actually the five that were dropped in the Ten Commandments.
I don't think Mike's phone call deserves this snarkiness.
This is not me. I'm saying this is what I would have done if I was snarky, and I'm not. Right. I'm not that guy anymore.
We're all evolving, Jeff.
And maybe go back to the fact that ownership may not have been happy about the way Baker Mayfield handled things, especially because some of us remember the fact that Deshaun Watson did not want to come here in the beginning. Now, snarky Andy Baskin would have been all over that. But now that I'm new and improved.
And now that you've matured in your 50s.
I'm like, you know what's weird is it's like the box, like soap for when you wash your clothes. They put that, you know, it was always the same box. And then suddenly they put the sticker on
and it
said new and improved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.